Testing, checking.
Yes!
Let's go!
This is the Family Cast! This is the Family Cast! Food and music is life!
As the 21st century began, human evolution was at a turning point. Natural selection, the process by which the strongest, the smartest, the fastest reproduced in greater numbers than the rest, a process which had once favored the noblest traits of man, now began to favor different traits. Most science fiction of the day predicted a future that was more civilized and more intelligent. But as time went on, things seemed to be heading in the opposite direction, a dumbing down. How did this happen? Evolution does not necessarily reward intelligence. With no natural predators to thin the herd, it began to simply reward those who reproduced the most and left the intelligent to become an endangered species.
Greetings, everyone. Greetings and salutations. I'm Chef Josh, and it's my pleasure to present to you this episode of The Family Cast, Food and Music is Life. I have another kitchen pairing playlist episode for you right here, and this is going to be a special one because I'm going to take you on a journey. I'm making a menu. I'm going to do some pairings with the songs today. Stuff I do listen to in the kitchen. We're going to do some classics, some hits, some new stuff you may have not have heard, and we're going to be pairing it. It's going to be a menu. So I am pairing songs with food and beverages, and this is going to be a menu. So, for example, the first couple songs that you might hear are going to be amuse-bouche, and then appetizers, and there'll be some palate cleansers, and there's going to be some second courses and some main courses, or entrees, if you will, if you speak a little French, entree. And then, of course, there's going to be some another, you know, palate cleansing stuff, some desserts, some after dinner drinks, and maybe even a late night snack or a nightcap. Okay. No spoilers yet, but right now, behind what I'm saying right now is Big Drill Car from 1993's album No Worse for the Wear. The song is called Wondering, and it has some similarities to some other bands you might be familiar with, like maybe Descendants, All, Shades Apart, and then Big Drill Car is an influence to a lot of other bands, and they have a sound that is it's just fun. It's just a lot of fun sounding stuff. So in 1993, 1994, that's when a lot of bands from my era were getting started, myself included, Blink, Unwritten Law, stuff like that, at least in San Diego. That's the scene I knew. That's the scene I grew up with or came up in. So Big Drill Car was definitely influential to some of the writings. If you are familiar with Big Drill Car already, awesome. If you're not, go check them out. They are just a talented band, clean vocals, clean singing, stuff like that. I decided to put it behind this because I wanted to start off with a little bit of the energy and direction we're headed in. So yeah. And then as you get more into the menu, more in depth, I start feeding you these songs and stuff like that, showing you the pairings, you'll understand why. Yeah, so after I'm done talking here, go back and listen to some of the interview episodes with like Sean Beatty or Russ from Good Riddance or some of the members of Dogwood or anything like that. I got a whole bunch of cool interviews to do. I got some more coming up too. I needed to put this in there because I've been making a ton of menus at work. Where I'm the chef at Harvest Kitchen. We've been having a lot of different events and making all kinds of crazy menus. So I just thought, oh man, I need to do another pairing playlist because I haven't done one in a long time, it seems. I get used to it. I should just do them once a month because my menus are often changing and we're having a good time making new foods seasonally. So follow the show, rate it wherever you are on whatever app you're using. Share it with a friend, please. I'm having a good time sharing these with everybody. And we're still working on the Bad Religion Part 2 episode. Don't worry, that's coming up. It's going to be a beast. It's going to be a long one, but it's going to be worth it. Trust me, it's going to be worth the wait. And there might even be a Part 3 because there's so much stuff. But who knows? Who knows how it's going to go? Anyways, yeah, Chef Josh, this is The Family Cast. So yeah, Instagram.com/TheFamilyCast. And there's a bunch of links in there. I'm not going to bore you with any more stuff. We're going to get into the show. So we're going to start off with, I'd say that this song, Big Drill Car song was an amuse-bouche. And so that's basically like a one or two bite thing you get before your meal. Maybe you're greeted at a dinner with an amuse-bouche. So that's going to be that, just to be like, hey, how everyone, how's it going? Blah, blah, blah. That song kind of reminds me of somebody greeting you like that. Then we're going to get into System Restore. They're on Sell the Heart Records. The song is called Going for All. They're a band out of Wyoming, actually. And they do a bunch of short, fast, hard punk rock songs in the vein of early days of skate punk and stuff like that. So I thought I'd start that off with another, but maybe like a larger amuse-bouche, a bigger snack, if you will, as we move into the appetizer section of our menu today. So let's get into it with System Restore, Going for All. And I'll talk to you soon. Have fun.
Change, but it won't taste your name. I can take the blame, but it won't save your name. Can I fix you fellas some drinks and sandwiches?
Cool, cool. Are you getting it? My diners, my listeners, amigos y familia, everyone in between, that last amuse-bouche, if you will, that antojito, that aperitif, that was Skydiver, San Diego band, 1998, 1999 maybe, put out a six-song EP, very independent, that came out of nowhere for me. Jace, our Dogwood's old guitar player, introduced me to the band. He said, check this out. They sound rad. Sounds like a bunch of the stuff I was liking that wasn't punk rock. That was maybe more emo, post-hardcore. Anyways, Skydiver, check him out. That song was Emo's Last Stand, one of the many good songs that they have on that six-song EP. I don't know if they did more stuff than that. I only have that one record. But that was a fun song. And that was a amuse-bouche to kind of get you ready to get your palate juices flowing to get into the rest of the menu, okay? That's how the dinner pairings work when you're sitting live, like at my kitchen or somewhere, a house where I'm doing the event. I play music and I talk about how it's going to pair, how it's going to go for the night, stuff like that. So that's just getting you ready. And we're going to move into the next course, if you will, the next set of songs. And we're still in the appetizer realm. We're still in this kind of small bites, tapas kind of section. Now, that doesn't mean the songs themselves aren't good enough to be entrees or anything like that. It's just the way I interpret the music to be adjacent to the food or the beverage, right? So you might be getting thirsty by now, okay? So I'm going to give you a little beverage pairing to go after those little amuse-bouches to kind of wash clean. So we're going to start with a little bit of cold green tea sweetened with a little bit of blue agave after those, okay? Just to kind of, like I said, get your salivary glands pumping, get your palate ready to accept more things on it. So we're talking about the tongue palate, but with the music, we're talking about your ear and mind palate also, your heart, everything that it takes to listen to music and to accept and absorb what I'm telling you. So as a pairing chef, I'm like, hey, try it like this. Use all your senses. Use six senses if you got them, right? We're going to pick up the glass. We're going to look at the drink. We're going to smell it. We're going to take a little sip. Maybe we'll take a bite of the food if there's food pairing with it. Take those together and then take a bigger bite and then always finish with your beverage. Always finish with the beverage to kind of wash that through and to let it linger on the palate, whether it's iced tea or coffee or mezcal or wine, whatever we're drinking for the course, okay? So right now we're going to have a sip of some cold brewed green tea, sweetened just a tiny bit with some natural blue agave. Okay, and then the song that we're going to start this next set with, we're still in the appetizers, we're still in the first course, as you would say. The amuse-bouche is not always the first course, sometimes it's the welcome. We're going to do Shades Apart, Stranger by the Day, which is off their 1999 album, Eyewitness. Shades Apart, you know, you might know him from Revelation Records. I've been listening to the Where It Went podcast. It's a podcast about Revelation Records. It's really cool. You should check it out. Shout out to Where It Went podcast. This song was Shades Apart's major label debut. This was on Universal Records. You recall Universal Records being a major label who bought independent labels and bands. Shades Apart made the cut. So this album, Eyewitness, the artwork was really cool. The layout, it was done by Shepard Fairey, who you might know from Obey Giant, Andre the Giant stuff all around the world, posted up. He did the artwork for this album. It was pretty cool. A lot of contrasting colors of orange and blue and in classic Shepard Fairey black market kind of design. Check that out. So Shades Apart, Stranger by the Day. It's a fun album. It's a little more poppy, I would say, than their stuff on Revelation Records. But the songs are really good. The singer's really good. Happens to be Rise Against's favorite band also. So shout out to Rise Against and Shades Apart. I love Shades Apart. I hope you do too. Stranger by the Day is going to be an appetizer to pair with this cold green tea. And then we're going to move into some Nardcore. So some No Motive. The homies in No Motive, we used to play with them all the time when they came to San Diego. Never got to tour with them. I'm bummed about that. But I love No Motive. And their debut album came out on Vagrant Records. And so Vagrant has also doing a podcast to celebrate their 25 years or more on the streets. I bought this album, And the Sadness Prevails, at the Music Trader in Ocean Beach, California. If you can remember that, there was a Music Trader right on the strip. When I was living in Ocean Beach, I walked after work. I worked at Poma's sandwich shop, and I walked over to the Music Trader, bought this album with my tip money. I was like, yes, I can't wait for this album to come out, because I had their cassette demo when we played with them, and then they went to record with Trevor Keith from Face to Face was the producer, and the songs got a little bit faster, a little more polished. It sounded rad. The song I'm picking for this pairing is Solemn, S-O-L-E-M-N. It's track 6 on that album. It's really cool. It's not so punk rock, it's not so emo, it's kind of in between. It's got a good, nice little tempo. It's setting us up for a nice appetizer, and that's gonna keep pairing with this tea that we're drinking before we get into our next beverage and food pairing. And to round out our first course, our appetizer course, we're gonna move into some harder territory, a little more hearty, if you will, maybe a savory bread pudding, and then we're gonna wash that down with a California Red just to get our palate going into the next stuff. And that song is gonna be Changing Face by none other than Comeback Kid, right? From their 2003 album, Turn It Around. This was the album that Facedown Records put out. It had the sticker on it that said, if you like Dogwood, you might like this band, that kind of stuff. We were on the cut for the band that you might like compare them to, even though they're a little bit more hardcore than us, obviously. But you can hear some influences from some other bands, and I can hear some Dogwood in there too, sure, whatever that means. But it's on there, so sure, Comeback Kid, Changing Face, will round out this series of pairings, okay? And then we'll move into the next one. All right, enjoy the songs. Talk to you soon.
Falling from the sky in the middle of July, sun was shining in my eyes again last night. Alarm goes off without a sound, the silence is so loud, something isn't right. Footsteps echo down the hall, no one's there at all. Dial your number, but your voice is high. Everything is conversations with a mind, standing by the blind. Imagination must be working overtime. The world is upside down, everything is turned around. It keeps getting stranger by the day, yeah. Stranger by the day, yeah. It keeps getting stranger by the day. By the day. Don't believe my eyes, your alibi's no good. Whatever happened to you? The day.
Welcome back, diners. Welcome back, everybody. I hope you're enjoying your meal. Hope you've got your hands clean and your palate is ready. Your senses are all lubed up and ready to rock for the next courses. Because we just started. We're just really getting started here. And I'm feeling the groove. I hope you're feeling the groove too, baby. Because that was just the appetizers. That was just the first part of the meal. As we move into the first course, if you will, some people would say the appetizers are the first course. It depends on how many courses you're having, though. Actually, sometimes it's a 3-course meal. Appetizers, main, dessert, bye. Sometimes it's 5 courses. So there's more things, obviously. So I've had 8-course meals. I've had 3-course meals. When you're at home, you probably put everything on one course. There's no courses when you're eating at home, whatever. But today, we're going a little exquisite. We're going a little elegant. We're going a little, you deserve it. You know what? You deserve to have a coursed meal. You deserve to have me serve you a coursed meal with pairing beverages. And I don't know if you've been listening to this podcast for very long. If this is your first time, welcome. Everybody's welcome. If you've been listening to other shows, you know that I try to have my guests do some kind of pairing, whether they're pairing with their music or if they're a coffee maker or a brewer or a distiller, I have tried to pair music with their stuff. Josh at the Last Believer podcast, who's also runs Bartender Atlas, he's really good at doing pairings in general. In real life, he does pairings with his beverages with other beverages and other things. So I here am trying to pair you, my listeners, my amigos y familia, with some music and food and beverage and all that works. So we just had some, if you can imagine, I don't think you're really eating everything I'm telling you to eat right now, but those were the appetizers. That last one was a doozy. It was a heavier appetizer. Come back, kid. Heavy, heavy. We are going to move into more like a salad course, more like a hearty soup. And then as we cleanse our palate. So I'm going to present to you the fine folks at the band Can't Swim. I love Can't Swim. I love their music. I was introduced to them by Zach from Take It Back. We talked about him on the episode with Revisionist. They were good buddies. They were in a band together. And he said, hey, you should check out this band, Can't Swim. And ever since I did, I have been a fan since. The song I'm going to play for you is called Come Home. It was on a Pure Noise Records sampler in 2016. And I have their latest, I have all their records. I love Can't Swim so much. I love the groove. I love the sound of the band. I love the singer, very emotional, stuff like that. So it's a nice, this would be more like a hearty soup, if you will. More of like let's call it a creamy pumpkin bisque with smoked malt and salt, and we're going to pair it with lager, a crisp lager to go with this one to pair. It's going to cut through the crispness of the lager, is going to cut through the creaminess of the bisque and pair well. There's ways to pair if you're doing beers. There's C's. So you're going to cut through, the flavor is going to cut through each other, or there's going to be a crispness, or we're going to contrast, or that with contrasting flavors. You'll find a lot of that in beer and food. Okay, so we're going to do that for this one. And then we're going to do a little palate cleanser, a little light salad with some Dennison Whitmer from Let Go A Little. Dennison Whitmer calms me down. Dennison Whitmer is one of those artists that I go to when I need to calm down. And I'm going to, because I want to cleanse our palate to get us ready for some main courses, if you will, some secondi piatti, some entrees, depending on what language you want to speak when we're doing the food, that we're going to get into a little bit bigger, a little bit heavier. Doesn't necessarily mean like giant plates of red meat or anything like that. It's just like something that's more like sticking to your bones, more like something like you need a bigger beverage to wash it down or to pair with, you know, a bigger, bolder red wine or a bigger, bolder beer or maybe even a stronger rye whiskey to do. Okay. And for those of you NA people out there, I salute you, and I can always make a mocktail to pair with these things with the similar flavors of the beers I'm suggesting or wines or whatever the case may be. I mean, heck, I've even done coffee pairing brunches. I can pair different coffees. So this one is a lighter course, not light in the sense of the talent of the music, because Can't Swim, Come Home, and Dennison Whitmer, Let Go A Little are awesome songs. But like I said, we're getting ready to go into the next course, which will change emotion, it'll change feeling, it'll even change tempo, right? So just because I had Comeback Kid in the appetizer section doesn't mean it's any less meaningful to me, if that makes sense to you. Just because it's an entree song or an entree dish doesn't mean it's the most important part of the meal. Don't get it twisted. Sometimes the last thing people remember on a menu is the cappuccino or dessert. They don't even remember the first thing they had on the menu. So people all pick their favorites. You pick your favorites on a record. You pick your favorites on a concert set lineup or a festival lineup. It's just the way we are as humans. You're allowed to do that. It's a free country for some. I'm not going to get into new politics that are happening these days because I'm here to do a music show. Okay. We're not here to bring anyone down. I just want you to listen to some of the things that I have in my mind. So I am going to show you the songs. If you can imagine the food that I said, if not, we'll keep trying. We'll get into the next course. Okay. So here's a couple songs and I will talk to you when we get to the main course. Have fun.
So I'm just checking to make sure you're going to take the main course up a notch.
Is there anything on this menu that is not swimming in gravy?
Hang on, I'll go ask the chef.
It's a simple question. Is there or is there not anything edible on this menu?
Yes, yes. That was a quote from Emperor's New Groove. Not so classic Disney film, but, you know, still has some funny stuff in it. Anywho, we are on the main course of the show. I hope you're enjoying it so far. I have been cooking in the kitchen in between takes, in between listening to songs, thinking about my pairings, thinking about what I should show you, my listeners, my favorite people, thinking about what pairs with these songs. What would I pair with these songs? Well, I've been having some fun ideas. And I have a couple of friends who make knives, custom knives. I use a couple in my kitchen. I have one that's my prep knife. It was made by Cosimini Knives. Shout out to you, James. He's up in Spokane, Washington now, but he's from San Diego too. Makes a bunch of custom knives to order. You can special order stuff from him, Cosimini Knives. I also have my main chef knife is from Meglio Knives, M-E-G-L-I-O. Check them out online. He makes a lot of custom knives. He has some stuff in his stock you can buy, Brandon. And he's right there in North San Diego County. So I got two custom knives from them, two homies making knives. And I use Grumpy Chef Knives. That's my go-to everyday standard kind of, I got a chef knife from them, a serrated knife and a paring knife in my quiver of knives. So use those in the kitchen. So check those out. Cosimini Knives, Meglio Knives, and Grumpy Chef. Of course, if you want to shop at grumpychef.com, Grumpy Chef Shop, that is, you can use code FAMCAST to save 15% on your knife order. And of course, check out the other guys too if you want a custom blade, any size, whatever. They got all kinds of choices, so check them out. So yeah, use those knives. And I'm going to do a main course track right here. The first one is going to be by a band called Descendants, but this one's actually all. You know why? Because it's Chad Price. He's singing on the album Everything Sucks by the Descendants that came out in 1996, but it's Chad Price, not Milo, singing on the vocals. So And I'm going to pick a song called Silence, a really beautiful song on that album. Check it out. Everything Sucks by The Descendants, but this is technically by All because Chad Price is singing. And then what I'm going to do right after that is we're going to move into his newest band, his newest release, Chad Price's newest release, A Vulture Wake. They got a new album out, and I'm going to play one of those new tracks. And of course, the food pairing that we're going to do with this one is a classic. It's going to be a classic dish. We're going to do a long braised, like an overnight braise, basically, on some nice Midwest Missouri style pork butt, because Chad's from Kansas City. I was born in Missouri, so I'm going to do some long overnight braised pork butt, and we're going to make an espresso rub on that and a barbecue sauce, and which is going to have it's going to have all natural. My mouth is watering, so I keep swallowing my saliva. Sorry. I'm a very hungry boy. I'm a very thirsty boy. So the barbecue sauce is going to be made with some good Kentucky bourbon in the barbecue sauce. Stir that in. Cook out the alcohol. You're not going to get drunk off the barbecue sauce. You'll get drunk on the deliciousness of it. Yes. And that's going to go on to the barbecue pulled pork that we're going to do with these songs. And we're going to make a plate. We're going to make a full meal plate. Of course, there's going to be a few songs in this course, so I don't want to put a whole bunch of stuff on the plate, but basically, these two songs are going to be paired with this overnight braise, like a 14-hour braise on this barbecue pulled pork, which is going to be espresso rubbed. I brown it first before I put it in the oven with some liquid, and of course, I'm going to be braising. There's going to be some beer in the braise, yeah, and some bourbon in the sauce. So that's a bourbon barbecue sauce with a braised pulled pork. If you're a vegetarian, I do the same thing with, I do a jackfruit and chickpea mix that makes it taste like a pulled pork. I don't do a long braise on that necessarily, not as long as the pork for sure. But when you're eating the jackfruit, you can't totally tell that it's not pork the way I do it. So shout out to the vegans out there, and you can have this too, okay? And then the drink we're gonna pair it with is gonna be a coffee stout beer. And if you want a non-alcoholic version, I'm just gonna do a coffee soda. So it's gonna be some espresso, some cold espresso mixed with some sparkling water. You can do tonic too, but if you don't mind the taste of quinine, that's going to be in there. And then we're just going to put some simple syrup in it. So it's kind of basically a coffee soda, the kind of stuff I drink in the afternoon in the kitchen, and to give it to my team when I want to wake us up after 2 o'clock. We got the slumps, and we got to still have some hours to work. Okay, so this one's all about kind of coffee, energy, sweet, bourbon, smoky flavors all in one for these two songs. And then I'm going to talk to you about a couple more songs after that, because we are in the main section of our menu. So I hope you're enjoying the episode so far. I'm Josh. This is the Family Cast. And here is Chad Price on two songs. Chad Price singing with the Descendants, technically All, and then A Vulture Wake, which is his new project. I'll tell you more about that later. Check it out.
Dream about you now and then I wonder why I am
See, what did I tell you? Chad Price does it again. Yeah, that new Vulture Wake, that's really fun. That song is called Sage. Just a cool new release. I gotta recommend it to you because I tell you good things about good music, right? So yeah, Chad Price, singer of All, bunch of other stuff, Drag the River, of course, with John Snodgrass. Yeah, I hope that you are a fan of Chad Price as much as I am, because if you're not, you should be, because he does cool things. He also does solo stuff, of course. But yeah, when Vulture Wake started, it was kind of an all-star lineup, you know, bass player with Lil Joe. Was it Lil Joe? Shoot, I can't remember his name. Anyways, bass player of Lagwagon was in the band with him. Sean Sellers from Good Riddance was in the band with him when they started too. Who was the guitar player? I saw them at Brick by Brick, actually. I saw them play there, so that was cool. I saw them in San Diego. But they've changed the lineup since. But yeah. Anyways, I'm going to play some more songs for this main course. I'm going to play three more, and then as we move on to the next course. So three more in this main section, the entrees, if you will, the mains. And the next one, I'm gonna do some shout-outs to former guest of the show, Chef Letty, Bullet MCK, no longer. She now goes by, the Bruja de Casina. She's still doing chef stuff. She's still doing private dinners and fun menus. She's down at Mujeres Brewhouse, and she's making good food. I'm gonna pair her some oxtail tamales with red sauce with this next song. If you've never had oxtail tamales, you're missing out. If you're a fan of tamales as much as I am, tamales, she makes really good ones and she sells them. So you should check those out. Get a hold of some tamales if you can. I don't know, maybe she'll ship them to you. Who knows? She's crazy like that. Shout out, Letty. We love your food. That's going to pair with this next song by a band called Rage Against the Machine. But no, they're covering a song by Minor Threat. It's called In My Eyes. Yeah, so that's going to pair with this. I just felt like it was a good one. Actually, and for the vegan version, it's going to be with some rajas, which is just some cooked strips of peppers like poblanos and red bell peppers. And you can do it with or without cheese, but it's really good. So if you want the vegetarian version of her tamales. Anyways, so yeah, and that's going to pair with a Mexican amber lager, like a Dos Equis, something simple like that, because I want the food to shine on this one and still pair well together. Okay. And then we're going to close out the set with two songs by the same title. One is by a band by the name of Rise Against, depending on how you want to emphasize their syllables. And it's from their album, Revolutions Per Minute, or RPM. It was their second release on Fat Records. And it's a really, really rad record. I have the version, the album, the vinyl version, the RPM 10, the 10-year anniversary they did, and it has all the demo versions of each song that they released. But Dead Ringer is a really good. Dead Ringer is just a really fun song. It's a little bit more on their hardcore side of things. Rise Against, they used to be a lot more raw and rough and scrappy. Now they're kind of smooth and big and a huge band. But yeah, I love Rise Against, and the song is called Dead Ringer. And then I'm going to pair that actually with another song called Dead Ringer by Knocked Loose, which is a lot more hardcore, but it's the same title. Dead Ringer by Rise Against is two words. Dead Ringer by Knocked Loose is one word. Thought that was funny. But they're both called Dead Ringer, and they're both going to round out this main course. It's going to get a little more hardcore, a little more beefy. But I'm actually just pairing those two songs together. Okay. All right. Then we're going to wash it down with some fruit infused seltzer to cleanse the palate, to go into the next course, which is it's not necessarily another main, but we're going to change the flow just a little bit after that. Okay. So I hope you've been in the mood for some good hard music. These next three songs are really going to energize your palate and get you ready to flow into a different direction. I hope you're all enjoying the show so far. And here we go with some Rage Against the Machine covering Minor Threat. Rock and roll.
fucking kidding? It's your mind, it's your mind.
All right, yummy, yummy. I hope you still have some room left because there's still a couple of courses, which means a few more songs. We're almost done with the meal. We're almost done with the pairing menu. I hope you're enjoying the tasty vittles, the tender selections, the chef's choices, if you will. That was some main stuff. We're gonna change the flow a little bit here. We got to do a palate cleanse after all those hearty things that we just imbibed and ate and consumed and are digesting. So we're gonna give you a palate cleanser. We're gonna do a palate cleansing course. We're gonna do a melon sorbet to cool off the tongue, maybe after some spice. We're gonna cool off the tongue with some homemade melon sorbet because it's summertime, baby, and that's gonna cool you off. It's gonna get you ready. Just take a regular sip of ice water and start fresh, right? And then after the palate cleanse from that, we move into a little bit of a cheese course, a little cheese plate, if you will. Maybe three cheeses. We're only gonna do two songs in this part, but that's okay, because it's a small cheese plate, just a couple bites here and there. Maybe a creamy one, a hard one, and an aged one, right? And so maybe a creamy brie, we'll call it a Humboldt Fog, which is like an aged goat blue cheese, delicious from California, and then an Irish cheddar, something like that. We'll call it that, okay? It's just gonna be chill. We're gonna sit back, we're gonna relax, because in the year 1990, I'm gonna take you way back. It was the day after my birthday, so October 29th, 1990, a really cool hip-hop group called A Tribe Called Quest, they had already released their first album, People's Instinctive Travels, if you're familiar with them, and so on and so forth. It's a long title, but they released a single of Can I Kick It, which most people know that song, Can I Kick It? Yes, you can. But on the B-side of that, we're gonna play the song from the B-side, If the Papes Come. And that I really like that song. It's fun. If you have a hard time finding that single with that vinyl record, the B-side, If the Papes Come, it's also on their anthology that they released, the Tribe Called Quest anthology. They picked songs from their career, expanding their career. And this song happens to be on there too. So if you know Tribe Called Quest, I salute you. And this is going to be we're going to take it in a different direction. We're going to chill for a little bit. We're going to sit down. We're gonna let our belly breathe a little bit, we'll let our ears relax a little bit, and we're gonna enjoy the soft-spoken sounds of Q-Tip and company. Actually, one of the guys from Tribe Quest now is a cook in New York City, Jairobi White. If you follow him on Instagram, he calls it Jedi stuff. he's doing food work in New York. At least he was just up until recently, if he's not still. So that's cool. And after that song, after we're chilling, we're grooving, we're bobbing our heads a little bit, we're relaxing our neck and all that, we are going to move into 2017's release of Quicksand, one of my favorite bands. Quicksand released Interiors on Epitaph Records. And I'm going to play a little groove called Fire This Time. If you're not familiar with Quicksand, they have some really, really rad records. A lot of groove. They share a bass player with the Deftones, Sergio. And they've been playing some rad songs. Walter Schreifels and company has been playing rad songs since about 1993, 1994. And they're still playing. They just put out a record last year, Distant Populations. So cool. I love you, Quicksand. And so these are a couple of chill, change the course of the courses songs. And then we're going to move into the final course, which will be dessert and after dinner drinks. Okay, little bit of digestif right there. So anyways, yeah, Tribe Called Quest and Quicksand together for the first time, or maybe not, who knows. But anyways, let's have some fun. Enjoy.
The Lord giveth and the Lord taketh away, but not hip-hop, yo. And let it be known that we are on some and this ain't on the pop tip, yo. Are y'all kids tucked in?
Yeah.
Here we go. People in the audience, they cry out ho. People with a gun, yo, they'll cry out bro. I don't like a cop, I don't sell a rock, but still the king of clock me after a show. Standing on the stage, I've been pouring with sweat. To people in the crowd, I give what they get. Papers make paid, babies make laid. I don't really worry nor do I fret. Waiting for the gimme and boy, I got some. Sweet like a peach and tart like a plum. I thought what I think, I rock a bead link. Legally I sip when I turn 21. A letter to the home, but it freaked the head dome. The almond wants me to drop my microphone. Gotta be brief, no orders from a chief. Hot butter on what, say what, the popcorn. On the tour bus, we're hitting the truck stop. A dollar for some chips, a quarter for some pop. We laugh and giggle some, Fife gets the honey buns. Ali Shaheed Muhammad keeps talking in that shop. The brothers cruise on as requests for the check. Calling up famous to see if it's there yet. Not a bourgeois, hate the seminar. Ignorant flip, hey miss, you must jet. Flex for the funkiest, but start to bounce. Measure hip hop for weight by the ounce. Bush on the tush, you're pulling while I push. Play me for the punk, then puss, fill a pounce.
It's like that, y'all. Freak, freak, y'all. It's like that, y'all. Freak, freak, y'all. It's like that, y'all. Freak, freak, y'all. It's like that, y'all.
If the papes come, yo yo, I won't riff. I just sit down and get me a spliff. With minds I was born, a child of a corn. Molecules of the land they uplift. Levels is straight, in fact they're rectified. Adrenaline now is crazy multiplied. 4 and 4 is 8, the factory makes the plate. I make sure the tribe is in. With the quickness, you bear the witness. Flexing and pumping with the fitness. Moving it, doing it, Those who oppose must hit the S list. Doing it with the whole frame. Look what's in the mind and not in the brain. On this you can quote, we on a diffy note. Quest for the future, stead of the fame. 191 brothers grabbing their thingies. Forgot the name, oh, equivalent to Jimmy. Hit a little bit, you think I have to quit. Ali Shaheed Muhammad with the singy singy. Slamming with a slammy, your front on a case. Right or left nut, Ali plays the ace. Do what you do, flam for a cool. Bonita apple bum blow smoke in Shah's face. Slang for the king, you must if you have. Dribble hops, I giggle, your prop, the term is laugh. Brothers who are snakes, I label them as fakes. Instincts to travel up the hood path.
It's come like on. That jaw. Freak y'all. It's like that jaw.
Thank you. As you all know, you just can't believe everything you see in here, can you? Now, if you will excuse me, I must be on my way.
my fine folks, mi amigos y familia, ladies and gentlemen, and everyone in between. It's been a pleasure serving you as Chef Josh, Chef Yosh. Call me whatever you want. Just say yes, chef. Food and music is life. Yes. In this episode, I hope you learned some things about music and food and pairings and beverages and all that kind of stuff. Some French cuisine, the way they talk about the meals or the courses of the meals, maybe some Italian, maybe some Mexican stuff. Who knows? I had fun doing this, and this is basically what I do for a living. So I pair food with music on a regular basis. I hear the police copter running around over my house. I hope it's not for me. Hope everyone's okay out there. I learned something from my mom growing up. Every time she heard an ambulance siren going around, she's like, oh my gosh, I hope everyone's okay. She said a quick prayer, did a little Catholic cross over her heart and stuff. Anyways, back to the show here. Yeah, we are now on the après course. Après, A-P-R-E-S. So after dinner, we already had the cheese plate, the kind of a cool down. One thing I did skip on this meal, which is you'll find on some multi-course meals, is a fish dish. That's okay. It doesn't have to be the same. There's no rules. What I learned in the kitchen is there's no rules. There are five mother sauces, and there's a certain way to, you know, sharpen your knife and stuff like that. There's some like rules per se, but you do what you want. I'm a punk chef. This is the Punk Chef Podcast. We do punk chef pairings. So, I mean, just the fact that I can play all kinds of different genres of music on one show, one episode, and still make it a cohesive thought, if you will. That's fun. That's the kind of fun I have in the kitchen. So what I give to you is the final course. We already did the palate cleanse. We already did the cheese plate. We're going to move into some sweets, perhaps. Maybe some, so this will be like more of a dessert and a beverage pairing. The final hurrah, the coup d'etat, or no, sorry, not the coup d'etat, the coup de grace, the cup de grace, the cup of grace, the coup de grace, right? So I'm going to play three songs and then I'm out of here, and then I'm going to go on a vacation. I got a couple more events to do this week, some tastings, some fun stuff. My sous chef is building a wine tasting menu for this wine pairing menu, I should say. So we are going to have an after dinner beverage. I would say a Negroni. I'm just going to put it out there. Negroni. Think of it how you will. Negroni is one of the most simple beverages to make. It does have liquor in it. I'm sorry for all you NA folks out there. It's a delicious beverage, Campari, and some people make them a little bit different than others. And I've had a lot of good ones. I've had a lot of bad ones too. But a Negroni to me is a good drink to have after dinner. And we're gonna pair it with this song. We're gonna bring some feminine energy onto this course. I'm gonna play some Tegan and Sarah, and they're gonna be covering Bad Religion. They're gonna be covering Suffer from the Germs of Perfection compilation album. I love that album. It comes up a lot on the show. But so Tegan and Sarah, twin singers, playing Suffer by Bad Religion, their version, and that's going to be going with this Negroni. Just sipping on a Negroni, listening to some Tegan and Sarah. Sorry for all you haters out there, but they're actually good musicians, and I like it. So more feminine energy, and I'm a big fan of feminine energy. I got two strong feminine powers in my house, and I respect them a lot. So, and then we're gonna go into a band called Less Art, which is, if you're not familiar with Less Art, pretty cool band. It's Riley, the drummer of Thrice, and his brother Ed, the bass player of Thrice, and he's actually playing guitar in this band. But they are, I don't like using the word supergroup so much, but I say it a lot in the show. Anyways, they're called Less Art. It's Mike is the singer from Curl Up and Die, another band, and then John Howell and the bass player Ian are both from Kowloon Walled City. So a bunch of bands coming together for one band called Less Art. And the song I'm going to pick is called Diana the Huntress. It's a pretty high energy song, but I feel like it's going to pair well with this dessert, this deconstructed banana cream pie. Chef Tiffany makes it at Harvest Kitchen. It's insane. We added it to the menu. She does it's got like 16 ingredients, but I love bananas, and it's just got it's got like banana liqueur and homemade creme fraiche, and it pairs well with a lot of dessert drinks. We're going to do it with a demitasse, just a little bit of espresso, a double shot of espresso plain with a lemon rind on the side, super Italian style, in a small ceramic mug, right? That's classic. It's going to pair well with this deconstructed banana cream pie. I love it so much. And there's also some more feminine energy, because not only is it Chef Tiffany's dish, there's also a guest singer on this track, and it is I'm sorry, she is from Super Unison. Her name is Megan O'Neill Penny, and she is singing along with the singer on this track. It's just, I couldn't get away from the energy. I love it so much. It just goes well to kind of bring back the energy that we've gone. We kind of gone like a, you know, highs and lows and stuff like that. It's been fun. It's been real doing this stuff with you. And so that's going to be fun. And then, you know, we're just going to pair kind of our outro song for the day. Thank you for listening. This has been the Family Cast. The last song is going to be, the last song is called Make It Home, featuring Michael Wyatt. It's by Toby Nwigwe. And if you're not familiar with Toby Nwigwe, he was an artist that became more popular, I would say, during the pandemic, during early 2020. And this was one of the first like big songs that really broke through, and he made a bunch of good ones after that. I suggest you check out more of his stuff after you hear this one, if you're not already familiar. So it'll end us on a good note on the Family Cast, because the song is pretty important, and he's a family man. He loves his wife and his kids, and they're always making appearances in the videos and features. His wife is an amazing artist as well. So shout out to Tobe and Fat. His wife's name is Fat, so that's really cool too. And yeah, that's just going to be a parting gift. A parting gift, as I do on most of my dinners. We send you home with something, whether it's a handcrafted salsa in a jar, or like a bag of cookies to go, or some kind of special 22-ounce bottle of barrel-aged beer that the brewer made for the dinner, or something like that and that nature. So I give you the last song of tonight, Make It Home by Toby Nwigwe, and that's gonna be it for the show. So I hope you enjoyed the menu pairings. It's been fun. I love doing this. Hit me up if you got more songs for me to put on these shows. I love doing it, and I'll do some pairings. I swear to you, I will. I'm Chef Josh. I'll catch you on the next episode of the Family Cast. Food and music is life. Yes. All right, everybody. Enjoy the songs. Ciao, ciao.
An undiscovered door leading to the gift of hope renewed, eternity for you. The masses of humanity have always had to suffer. Oh, 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 oh. The businessman whose master plan controls the world each day is blind to indications of his species' slow decay. Can't you see their lives are just like yours? An unturned stone, an undiscovered door leading to gift of hope renewed, eternity for you. The masses of humanity have always had to suffer. People blow their minds, they choose to resign. This deformed society is part of the design. It'll never go away, it's in the cards that way. The masses of humanity have always, always had to suffer. Yeah!
Hey, look, I pray you catch a wave that doesn't subside. This for the nappy heads in heaven, with a nappy head Christ by their side. I pray you catch a wave that doesn't subside. This for the nappy heads in heaven, with a nappy head Christ by their side. Yeah. May your streets be paved with gold. Yeah. Hope my whole hood make it home. Yeah. May your streets be paved with gold. Yeah. Hope my whole hood make it home. Yeah. Cause the world can be toxic, especially when your skin look like chocolate. At one point they sold us for profit, but we made it out of the gauntlet we chosen. Yeah. Oh my mama, the south side still holding. Yeah. Go for broke for the ones that are broken. Yeah. Please don't make me no hashtag or slogan. My whole hood is golden. That's why I pray you catch a wave that doesn't subside. This for the nappy heads in heaven, with a nappy head Christ by their side. I pray you catch a wave that doesn't subside. This for the nappy heads in heaven, with a nappy head Christ by their side. Yeah. May your streets be paved with gold.
Paved with, yeah, gold.
Hope my whole hood make it home.
Make it home.
Yeah. May your streets be paved with gold.
Paved with, yeah, gold.
Hope my whole hood make it home. Yeah. Cause they riding with choppers. It might turn your taper to pasta. Them hardly see daughters at altars. Probably cause there ain't no more fathers, they stole them. Yeah. Put in cages by racist patrolling. Yeah. The hood is a lane to the pins like we bowling. Yeah. Please don't make us no hashtags or slogans. Yeah. Black people are golden. That's why I pray you catch a wave that doesn't subside. This for the nappy heads in heaven, with a nappy head Christ by their side. I pray you catch a wave that doesn't subside. This for the nappy heads in heaven, with a nappy head Christ by their side. Yeah. May your streets be paved with gold.
Streets be paved, yeah, with gold.
Hope my whole hood make it home.
Hope you make it home.
Yeah. May your streets be paved with gold.
Streets be paved, yeah, with gold.
Hope my whole.